Anything else? Y'all got the lowdown?
Did you see him in person?
I saw him practice, yep, in Senior Bowl, in the combine. So that would be a yes, yeah.
What makes him different from the other guys you have at safety that are going to compete for that free safety spot?
The ones we have on the roster?
Yes.
You know, we have a nice mix of guys. I think all have a little something different. You know, Nat's a box guy, real competitive. Mikel's a free, rangy guy. This guy has got, he's a free safety but can also play strong. He plays that way there. Really good ball skills, feel for the game, competitiveness, size. So they all give you a little something, something different.
When you look at him, Mark, do you kind of project how he'll play and how he'll play off of Landon?
Sure, you can always keep that. But this guy, what we liked is that he's done both. He's played free, he's played strong, he's played in a slot, he's kind of played a little linebacker position. So they move him all around. So his versatility definitely was intriguing.
When it comes down to a couple guys at the end there, for you, what's the determining factor?
Well, when you talk them through, you try to highlight the positives, and really it comes down to who has the most positives in their profile on and off the field.
I'm not sure the history of all the other safeties, but this guy probably has more interceptions than any.
Yeah, he's got a ton of interceptions, more than a lot of guys that have played.
You talked yesterday about interceptions being sort of sometimes a random statistic.
Right. This guy's a ball hawk. His instincts are what separates him with his – he can anticipate where a route is, where the ball's going, and he jumps on it. So that's what distinguishes him with making interceptions.
It sounds like, from what we've read about him, that he's very good on the ball. How is he just in coverage in general, though?
You don't want him covering, quick slot guys, but in zone, he's better in zone, using his feel. He's got some range, so that's the optimal way to use him.
As opposed to the first two rounds, this guy's not a big conference guy. Is it hard to rate him in that sense?
No, Boise, you can't even consider them not a big. Boise's a big time program. They're a different mid-major, whatever you want to call their conference now. They're big time. So they've had players, first round picks, the whole deal. So they're up there with all the other upper echelon teams.
You're likely through 2 of the 3 days. How did it sort of unfold for you so far? Anything different than maybe than usual?
Anything different? No. Just get up there, stack them up, talk about them, and pick them. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Mark, you said that they used him as a linebacker a little bit in college.
Well, if they don't a real linebacker, but nowadays, because so many teams play spread, that they'll put their safeties down more in a rover, spur. Every team calls it something different, so they used him in that kind of role. It's not a true linebacker position. It's just a hybrid safety linebacker. Right, right.
Can you see him doing that in the NFL?
Sure.